call it the White Christmas, but 2021 is called the Mass Christmas. You are not forgetting. What an occasion. But we can come to God's Word in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 is about Joseph, Mary. They went to the city of David called Bethlehem. And it's the time for her to deliver. The Bible tells in verse 7, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. And the birth of Christ created such an atmosphere in heaven that the angels sent out, glory to God in the highest. And not only that, it got the attention of the shepherd, and the shepherd came, and it got the attention of the wise men that traveled for a long distance to come to him. How should we greet each other today? Happy holiday? Merry gift exchange? Merry day? Merry feasting? Merry drinking? The world has tried to stop the Christmas greeting of Merry Christmas. I want you to know Jesus came on that day, it was Merry Christmas. Today it is Merry Christmas. To the day Jesus come back, it will be what? Merry Christmas. And today is a very specific, very important day for the people of the world. You remember, there was a man by the name of John Lennon. He was a Beatle. And he wrote a song that became a hit. The song entitled, Imagine. Imagine. And his song he wrote, he said, imagine there is no heaven. Imagine there is no hell. Imagine there is no God. And you know, it's an impossible imagination because there is a heaven, there is a hell, and there is a God. That's why God sent his son Jesus Christ into this world. And that's why we are celebrating Christmas. I wonder what will our world be if there is no Christmas. Have you thought of that before? Sometimes we can be doing the thing over and over again and we forgot to just ask ourselves, what happened if I am not having what I'm having? What will our world be if there is no Christmas, no baby Jesus born in Bethlehem? What will our world be? What will the difference be for you, for your life? How will it change you if there is no Christmas? This morning, I want you to take a step back with me. Take a step back with me to see what our world will be without Christmas. You never thought of that before. Take a step with me. If there is no Christmas, there will be no celebration of his birth by billions across the world. In every country, every ages, every race and people, all status, whether you are rich or poor or middle class, you celebrate Christmas, the birth of a child named Jesus. If there is no Christmas, then our years, month and day will be in problem. It was the coming of Jesus Christ that set the time of our world with BC before Christ and AD in the year of our Lord. Before Jesus came, years were mentioned, measured by how long the monarchy lived. Each time when they change a monarchy, they reset the time. But Jesus coming set the point of what is before Christ and what is the year of our Lord. If there is no Christmas, there will be no Reformation in the 16th century where Martin Luther the monk declare, the just shall live by faith. What does it mean? It means if there is no Christmas, then the only way to bring salvation to mankind is to work, work, and work and pay for your salvation. And if that happens, only the rich can make it to heaven. They can travel first class while the rest of us sit down and watch them fly. If there is no Christmas, there is no public school, no university, no insurance company, no orphanage, no hospital, no freedom, no right for women. No abolish of slavery. Because these are all championed by what? By Christian. If there is no Christian, no Christmas, there will be no Bible, no Christian book, no music. What will our world be? Just black and white. But Christmas, the coming of Christ, change our world, change our life, bring color to our life. I think sometimes we need to add some color into our life. If there is no Christmas, there will be no choir sing Christmas carol because there's nothing to sing. If there is no Christmas, there is no churches, no missionary, no time maker, no witnesses. If there is no Christmas, why would Hudson Taylor go to China? Why would Jonathan Livingston go to the deepest of Africa? What are they to gain? It was because of Christmas that they went there with a message of hope. If there were no Christmas, then you will see no Martin Luther, no Charles Finney, no D.L. Moody, no Billy Graham, no Pastor Cara, no Pastor Jim, Pastor Stewart. We will all be doing other things with our life. Have you ever thought about that if there is no Christmas? If there is no Christmas, there will be widespread poverty and arrogance in this world. And definitely, the world will still be backward than going forward. Because it was the missionary that went to the outermost part of the world with the message of Christmas and changed their life with the good news. If there is no Christmas, there will be more crime, more drugs, more alcohol abuse, more vice. If there is no Christmas, there will be no Santa Claus, no jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell all the way. If there is no Christmas, there is no gospel to spread, no gospel to preach, no gospel to sing. Then religion has no compassion, no forgiveness, no reconciliation, no restoration. If there is no Christmas, there is no hope for the lost. There is no assurance of something better. If there is no Christmas, then there is no resurrection. If there is no Christmas, then there is no word of comfort for those on the deathbed, for those loved ones gone before them, and for those that are in grief. If there is no Christmas, there is no encouragement, no reason to live, to get on and move on with life. If there is no Christmas, there is no peace with God, no assurance of salvation, no guarantee He would hear and answer our prayer, no sure relationship with God. If there is no Christmas, we will never know that God is our Father, that we are able to call Him Abba Father. If there is no Christmas, there is no hope in religion. Just rules and regulation, do and don't, and a very slim chance of winning God approval. No Christmas, no Grace City Church. You won't be here this morning. And I'm telling you, there will be no family lunch or family dinner after Christmas service. If there is no Christmas, No baby Jesus in Bethlehem, no manger, no star, no shepherd, no angel, no songs, no wise men, no joy, no rejoicing, no Christ. What would it be to the world, to your life? Where will you be today? What will you be doing today? I could be broken, lost, and maybe dead. But praise God, there is a Christmas. If there is no Jesus, there is no worthy purpose to life. There will be just living and dying. If there is no Jesus, there is no example to follow. No atonement for sin, no forgiveness, no gift of life, no victory over death, hell, and grave. No defense against Satan, the accuser. But thank God, praise God, we can rejoice. We can have this confidence that there is a Christmas, hallelujah, that the baby is born in Bethlehem. Yes, his name is Jesus. He is born to be the Savior of the world. He came and the Bible announced Emmanuel, that God is with us. When we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate sonship. Have you ever thought of that? Sonship. Prophet Isaiah foretold his birth 700 years of time. His birth, the birth of Jesus Christ, is history in making. 700 years for that prophecy to be fulfilled. And the Bible tells us, when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we will receive the adoption of sonship. Christmas came so that we can become sons and daughters of God. And because we have been adopted as his son, God has sent his spirit into our heart, that we can cry out to him, Abba, Father, my Father who are in heaven. I'm telling you, when you are in pain, when you are in sickness, when you are in sorrow, when you are in dire straits situation, is it not good that you can call him, Abba, my Father who are in heaven? So when I celebrate Christmas, and when you celebrate Christmas, we are celebrating sonship, adoption by him. And without Christ, there is no sonship. We will all be lost sinners. When you celebrate Christmas, you celebrate life. Christmas is more than the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas is that his life becomes whose life? Your life. John chapter 10 verse 10 tells us, Jesus said, I come so that they may have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. The world promised you all kind of life. You can have a better life. You can have a more fruitful life. You can have a blessed life. But I'm telling you, there is no way the world can deliver what they promised because they are broken. But only Jesus Christ, when he came into this world, when you celebrate Christmas, you are saying about his life has now become whose life? Your life. Alive. Alive that is better. A life that is eternal, a life that is real, a life that you will never dream of. That is the life that comes to you when you celebrate Christmas. When you celebrate Christmas, you celebrate the best gift. God's love for you is demonstrated by his best gift, and not only his best gift on Christmas Day. It doesn't stop there. He promised us more to come. Romans chapter 8, verse 32 say, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? This is Christmas about. It's about God's best gift in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, you can find all your incompleteness. In Jesus Christ, you can find all your lack. In Jesus Christ, you can find all your insufficiency. In Jesus Christ, you can find life in Him. That is the best gift given to you. When you celebrate Christmas, you celebrate hope. Hope for all mankind. Without Christ, there is no hope. Only despair, hopelessness, oppression, and trouble. But in Christ, you have hope today and tomorrow. Apostle Paul, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, said, "The Lord Jesus Christ is our hope." When you celebrate Christmas, may you realize that the hope you have is a living hope, it's a sure hope, it's a blessed hope, it's the hope of glory. He is the anchor of our hope. I cannot imagine a world without God. John Lennon may be able to do it, but I can't imagine. He can deceive himself and bluff himself, but I will not do. A world without God and His greatest gift, Jesus. The world needs Jesus. Not United Nations. Not another charismatic political leader that make all the promises and break all the promises. Not anything or anyone. Jesus. Only Jesus. The person, the purpose and the reason of Christmas. The answer to all human needs, whether it's physically, emotional, or spiritual, is found in Jesus Christ. He is all you need. This morning, you need to receive the best Christmas gift. And that gift is Jesus. A gift that will never run out of date. No expiry date. A gift they will never run out of fashion. Every generation needs Jesus. And will never run out of importance. That gift is in the person named Jesus. If you have received this gift, Jesus, in your life, I ask you this Christmas morning, renew your faith, renew your hope, renew your love for Him as His disciple. Because nothing is more precious to your life than the person of Christmas. His name is Jesus. Let me ask the worship team to come this morning. Christmas, people celebrate year in and year out. But I tell you this morning, to take a step with me, what would our world be without Christmas? Without Jesus coming into our world. He invades our world, He penetrates our world. Simply because there is a Creator who love us and willing to give the best gift to our life. We know what the world will be without Christmas if Jesus has not come. It will be dark. It will be evil. It will be bad. It will degrade and degrade and degrade. That's why we are seeing in our world. That's why God has put you and I here as His children to be the salt and to be the light of this world. To be the hope to the world that there is a person named Jesus Christ living in our hearts that can change their life, that can bring meaning into their life. This morning, when we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate sonship. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, He gives them the power to become sons and daughters of God. We celebrate life. I don't have to live life the way it is. I can live the life that Jesus promised. We celebrate the best gift. Money cannot buy. The world cannot give. Your parents cannot even give you. No friends of yours can give you. This is the best gift you can ever have in your life. You don't have to work for it. It is freely given to you. Freely to you. Without you having to pay anything. Not to receive the gift will be the greatest mistake of your life. And then you celebrate hope. Hope in a God who says, no matter what your today may be, or your tomorrow may be, you may be fearful, you may be struggling, you may be going down the hole. But there is a hope in God. A God who said, I will not leave you, neither will I forsake you. A God who said that I will be with you throughout the days of your life. This is what Christmas is about. God invading to the hearts of men. He has invaded my heart. He has invaded many hearts that is here this morning. And if you have not asked Jesus to invade your heart, may this Christmas be a special Christmas to you. While every head is bowed, let this Christmas be a different Christmas. Let this Christmas be a day that you can experience the greatest, unchangeable, ever new gift into your life. That person is Jesus Christ. While every head is bowed, if you have never made the choice, that decision to give your life to Jesus, would you just lift up your hand? And I want to pray for you. Is there anyone here this morning? Jesus. And for every one of us here who has believed in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, this Christmas, renew your faith. Renew your hope. Renew your love. The world wants to box up Christmas to suit them. But we know that Jesus Christ can never be boxed up. He lives in our heart. He is real. He is living. He is powerful. And we know that every Christmas, He reminds us that God has invaded our hearts who believe in Him. And when He invades our hearts, He invades our marriage. He invades our home. He invades our workplace. Because in us lives the person of Jesus Christ. May this Christmas be so special to you. Watch you stand up with me as Ivan lead us. Get up and see.
Love incarnate, love divine.